بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to a new chapter in عمدة الأحكام, and this chapter deals with oaths and vows. So we're through with the punishment, and we're through with the prescribed punishment, الحدود. We move on to something different. Oaths and vows. الأيمان والنذور. So اليمين, when I say والله, I will do this or I will not do that. This is oath. And vow is when I say that if Allah cures my son, I will slaughter a sheep and give it to the poor. So this is nadhr. What is the ruling of both? This is inshallah what we will try to go through. So the first hadith, hadith number 357, who will read that for us? Yes, akhi.
Narrated Abdurrahman bin Samura radiyallahu an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Abdurrahman bin Samura, do not seek to be a ruler, because if you ask for it and awarded it, you will be left on your own without the support of Allah. But if you are given it without asking for it, then you will be helped in it by Allah. And whenever you take an oath and later you find that something else is better than it, then make expiation for your oath and do the better one.
Okay, hadith number 358. Yes, brother.
Narrated Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anh, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, by Allah, Allah is willing if ever I take an oath to do something and later on I find something else better than the first, then I do the better one and give expiation for the other oath.
Very well. Now the hadith of Abdurrahman ibn Samura, what is related to our topic is the second part. But the first part is also important, where the Prophet ﷺ tells him that do not ask to become a ruler or to assume a public position. Because if you do, then Allah Azza wa Jal would not help you and support you. While if it comes to you without you requesting it, Allah would help you and support you. In another hadith, the Prophet said, ﷺ, when one of his companions said, O Prophet of Allah, make me a ruler on that country. He said that we do not give it to those who ask for it. Because assuming a public figure or a public position, being a ruler or a governor, is not luxury, it is a responsibility. So if someone comes and asks for it, this means that this is a little bit dodgy, and maybe he wants to take something from under the table, from under the counter, he wants to make money. And that is why you find a lot of the government officials are filthy rich. Where did you get the money from? Oh, my father was, he was a beggar. My mother was, your mother was working in a farm. Where did you make the money from? Public office, your salary is so and so. So where are you getting the money? Definitely you are a crook. You're being paid bribes, you are doing this, you're investing, you're using your authority. So the Prophet says, ﷺ, this is a responsibility you should not try to get. If it comes to you without asking, then Allah will help you. The Prophet said, ﷺ, that as an instruction to his companion, whenever you swear to do or not to do something, and you see something better, then give an expiation and fulfill or do what you think is best. And the second hadith of Abu Musa is the same. But here it's not an instruction. Here is the Prophet is talking about himself. Now, before moving on, let us take it in a nutshell. Oaths can only be by Allah's names and attributes. Understood? You cannot say, by my honor, by my father's head, I swear by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. All of this is forbidden. Now, what you make an oath on, it's either something in the past or something in the future. So what is in the past, it's either about an incident that happened or an incident that would make you gain money. So let's talk about something in the past. Did you take this man's wallet? Wallahi, I didn't take it. And you took it because it has money in it. This is one of the greatest sins. And we will come to hadith discussing this. If it's something you thought that was as you have sworn about, but then discovered that it wasn't, you're not sinful. Someone tells you, give me $10, please. Said, wallahi, I don't have a penny in my pocket. And you take your wallet and you find that there is $20. To your recollection that you, seriously, you did not have any. But then you remembered, so it's something that you forgot. Are you sinful? You're not sinful. Now, do I pay expiation? Do I do kafarat al-yameen? The answer is no. Kafarat al-yameen, the expiation is only for things in the future. So if someone said, did you go to Ali's house yesterday? So wallahi, 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 I didn't go. And you're lying. And then they discovered that you were lying. Are you supposed to give kafara or expiation? The answer is no, because this happened in the past. The kafara is only as mentioned in the two hadiths. If something took place, or if you want to do something in the future, or not do it by saying, wallahi, I will not go to Ali's house tomorrow for lunch. And then they tell you, but Ali is doing shrimps and fish, and he's doing this beautiful meal you like. Oh my God, what have I done? What to do? I want to go and have lunch. There's no problem. The Prophet tells you, alayhi salam, whenever I swear not to do or to do something, then I see something better. What is better than not going? Going. What is not better than not going? Is to go. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave you the expiation. Pay the expiation and go. And likewise, if I say I will do something, so my son does something and I tell him, wallahi, I will hit you for that. And then his mother comes and says, okay, if you're a man, hit him. And then I will show you what I'll do to you. I'm afraid now. There's a big problem. So I say, I'm not going to hit my son. But what to do? I swore. I made an oath. The answer is easy. Give expiation. What is the expiation? It's mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ. Option number one. You have three choices. Choose whatever suits you. Either you feed 10 poor people or clothe them, give them clothes to wear, which is more expensive and more trouble, or free a slave, which is even more and more trouble. We don't have any slaves. So the average people would feed 10 people. What to feed them? Allah tells us to feed them from the average that we eat, which means that a small sandwich is not sufficient because this is not a meal that we usually consume among our folks and people. And scholars say that if you give half a sa' is equivalent to 2 mud. And the mud is what gathers in an average person's 2 hands. So this is 1 mud, 2 mud. This is half a sa'. So if you give half a sa', which is equivalent to 1.25 or 1.5 kilogram of rice to each individual, so 10 people, you give them 12 kilos and a half. This is sufficient and this is enough. Or you cook food. So use some biryani and some meat and give a meal to 10 people, each one a meal. This does the job. So this is expiation. What about if I cannot? I don't have money. I'm totally broke. This happens with the children. My son says, or my daughter says, wallahi, I will not do this. And I said, yes, you will. So now she has to break her oath. What to do? If she or he does not have money, then they go to the substitute, which is fasting 3 days, and it has to be in a row. It's an issue of dispute, but the most authentic opinion, it has to be 3 days in a row. This is expiation for saying, wallahi, I will do or I will not do. Understood, inshallah. We move on to the following hadith, which is hadith 359. Who will read this for us? Okay, go ahead.
Narrated Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah forbids you to swear by your fathers. In another narration for Muslim, so whoever has to take an oath, he should swear by Allah or keep quiet. In another narration, Umar said, By Allah, I have never sworn afterwards since I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade it, neither remembering nor quoting.
Very good. Now, this hadith is related to the chapter of oaths and vows, because here the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forbade the Muslims from swearing by their parents, by their fathers. And this is up till today. Unfortunately, in Arab world, they still use it. I don't know if you use it in your daily languages, but people still say, by my father, or by the head of my father, or by the life of my father, when they want to make something strong. Because if you say, Wallahi, say, no, you're lying. But when you say, by my honor or by my father, so he's telling the truth. So the Prophet tells us, alayhi salam, do not swear by your fathers. Whoever is willing or wanting to swear, he should swear by Allah. Otherwise, keep silent. And Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said that since I heard this from the Prophet, alayhi salam, I never swore by any other than Allah, neither personally nor quoting. And even if someone said, by my father, I would not say, so-and-so says, by his father. Even quoting it, I would not come to it. What is the ruling on swearing by the fathers? What is it? Is it haram? Is it shirk? Is it anything of this sort? It depends. It can be major and it can be minor. How do we know? This is what we'll find after the break, so stay tuned.